Hello, everybody.
Warning. Warning. The earth is going to fucking hell. Oh, we're all going to die, Rich. We're all going to die.
One, two, one, two.
This is the super ugly show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of podcasting game. Super ugly show.
Yo,
what'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
Fucking damn right it is, Richie.
You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super ugly.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like light on. That's part of the show. It's part of like, hey, come on, no! No! I'm here to piss off people. How valuable is your life, really?
Yeah, it's fucking Rocky.
What up, everybody?
What up, what up, what up?
It is Tuesday and we're here. Quarantine and all. We're fucking here.
We should be socially distant.
Well, we're supposed to be at least 6 feet apart, apparently.
This isn't 6 feet apart.
No, this is not even close to 6 feet. I'm in inches away from you.
Oh.
Why does he have his like eyes covered?
It looks is, like, is this thing on right?
It looks like he's going to do some weird sex act.
I don't think he gets what he's supposed to be doing here.
Am I doing this right?
I think he's confused. Yeah. This is not like some like weird
He's
orgy.
Going in for like a bank robbery. You know, he's covering his eyes instead of his mouth.
I don't know. It looks like he's about to get like fucking blindfolded.
He's just he's so used to juices just being thrown into his mouth anyway. It doesn't matter at this point. It really doesn't.
No fluid.
Rich, before the show, you were telling me how you're hoping this affects the black communities and Hispanic communities.
Wow.
You want to embellish on that?
Wait, what did you just say?
Well, before the show, when I was playing the arcade, you were like, you know, I hope this corona thing really hits the black communities and Hispanic communities. And I was like, all right, we'll talk about that on the show. And so I wanted to kind of see what you meant by that.
Dude, are you trying to get me killed? I never said anything like that. What are you saying?
You didn't just say that to me over there.
No. I am Hispanic.
Man. Then I am mistaken. I'm sorry. I could have sworn that's what you said to me.
That's a very aggressive statement.
I'm actually half,
I'm already done with this gimmick. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I'm actually half Puerto Rican, and that would be horrible.
Oh, all right. So just the black community. Just, that's what you were saying then?
No,
Richie's racism behind the scenes is just, it's unbearable at times.
I am not racist.
It's unbearable at times.
This whole shit is just weird, and do you guys, like, when you guys go out to the stores, don't you feel like the vibe that's
Rich,
different? Well, no?
Out to the stores? That's my wife's job, Rich.
Oh, my God.
I don't go out to the stores. Food, kitchen, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wife thing, Rich.
All right, when you go get gas for your car.
When I go.
No, seriously, when you guys go out to anywhere, doesn't it feel so different out there?
Well, because everyone's on edge, like, are you diseased?
Yeah.
You know? Like, everyone thinks everybody's got corona, so they look at you like, you're the one.
Yeah, it's completely weird.
Yeah.
Like you're the person that's hiding the zombie bite.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And I hate that fucking feeling.
Yeah, and everybody's like, "Are you here for what I need?" Because if you are, I will take you down if there's only one left.
Yeah,
you know, like if we're both there for a fucking dish soap, and there's only one left, there's gonna be a problem.
Do you know why? Because you say you know like a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
Why the toilet paper?
That I have no idea.
Why?
Like you can't possibly. First of all, if you're one of the people buying the 24 pack, how much shitting or how big is your family? Like that, you're never gonna. You won't use that in 6 months.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There's not gonna be. There'll be more toilet paper. I promise you.
Why though? Why are they doing that?
It's such a weird object.
I think it just caught on. Like someone was like, as a goof. Like I think most of these things start as a goof. Like, and then someone takes it and runs with it and makes it serious.
Yeah.
But I think someone was like, you know, get the bread and milk. And then he was like, hey, don't forget the toilet paper. And the wife was like, why do you say the toilet paper? Yeah. And then all of a sudden she was like, I better get that fucking toilet paper. He threw that in with the bread and milk. It must be important, you know? And all then right. she told her friend, and then the fucking Sachem sewing circle was like, dude, get toilet paper. You need toilet paper.
No, but this is worldwide, this whole
thing. Exactly. A lot of things go worldwide that is stupid.
This is the stupidest thing.
Yeah, that to me, I can't even begin to think of why someone would need an extensive amount of toilet paper. Like, it's not like they're buying like six rolls. They're buying like 24, 48 rolls of toilet paper.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
None at all. What are they doing? Like, is it Halloween every day where they live?
Did you buy a lot of toilet paper?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
I don't know why. Like,
I didn't buy
did.
Any extra toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think I have 6 or 7 rolls left at the house.
Yeah, I got a few rolls here.
Yeah.
It's just Jeff and I at the house. How
I got
asses?
Three women. I got three women, and we won't go through those the rolls where I'll be like, fuck, we're in trouble now.
I mean, what if I want to wipe my ass and there's no toilet paper at the fucking store now?
Use your sock.
I mean, I hope they have baby wipes or something. That's just
no,
crazy.
See, people are buying a baby. You see that asshole who bought 17,000 bottles of fucking hand sanitizer and was trying to mark it up and sell it on Amazon and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then all those places were like, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to sell your shit on here. So he just got stuck with it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
But he tried to play it off. Like, you know, he was at first trying to, like, you know, it was a smart business move to help my family. And then, yeah, like, he was a dick about it, but then tried to play it off like, no, I'm not trying to be a dick and price gouge. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you
were trying to price gouge and rip people off.
Was,
that's what you're trying to do.
Like,
who
the,
is
the regular
this
bottles for like $100?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Anywhere between $10 and $70
what
I heard. Yeah. Trying to for hand sanitizer. Like,
we got to get him on the
show. He went to like every store all over his state and like the surrounding states, him and his brother. They spent like, I heard, like $80,000 on sanitizer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
It's crazy.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
That's great.
We have to get him on the show.
That kid's never going to come. Why? So we can sit there and be like, look at this fucking idiot?
Yes.
Yeah, well, who would invite themselves to do that, Richie? Well, you're the scumbag that tried to fucking price gouge people with hand sanitizer.
I'll sweet talk him.
Yeah, good luck finding him.
How's everybody doing out there?
Anybody got any corona? Anyone know anyone with it? I haven't met anyone who even knows anybody.
No, I know people who are like my cousins, man, friends, sisters, husbands, wife.
Yeah, that's all
I'm
horse
like,
shit.
This fucking horse shit. Everybody just wants to be a part of the problem.
Well, yeah, you know, you want to be, it's like the person when someone dies and they try to like make themselves somehow relate to their death. You know what I mean? Like, they just want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a
and
sad.
It's like, it's a weird thing to want to be a part of. You know, like, but I've seen it before. Well, like, someone, and you're like, you didn't even know him. Why are you here? You know, like, what are you? It's people get fucking weird in weird times. They really do. I don't understand.
Yeah, we're all waiting for that check, Frankie.
Okay, the toilet paper thing. The toilet paper, because it comes from China, and China said they were going to stop exporting the toilet paper to the States, so people panicked. So, hold on. China is where we get our toilet paper from?
It can't be the only place we get it from.
No, well, we're going to start getting it from India, a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's why Trump's visit to India when he was in the stadium and they were fucking chanting.
Oh, they were loving him.
Oh, yeah. That's because he was telling them that we're going to buy billions of shit from you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, China, you're out.
Yeah, basically.
See what happens now?
They weren't playing by the fucking, by his rules.
Yeah. So I do business with India, too.
Wow.
So those are like the two main places you do business with, India and China. Everything gets made in those two places.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So, but, you know, Italy's kind of fucked, right? They're the ones getting it the worst right now?
I mean, they have the highest old age population.
Italy has had this thing for fucking months, and they had no idea about it.
I saw the canals. You can actually see through them. Did you see that picture?
No.
The Venice canals, they're so polluted usually. But now, because there's no traffic going on in Venice, that people are actually able to see the bottom of the canals.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nuts.
Hmm.
Like, that's kind of weird. It cleaned out that quick, too, right? I guess the water's constantly flowing through there, though.
Yeah, it's like a river. I mean, there's a lot of traffic in there. So.
That's pretty cool. This city doesn't have streets parts of it. It's just like you have to take a gondola
canals.
To get somewhere.
That's fucking dope.
That is
I mean, it sucks when the water rises. They get hit with floods all the time. But, you know, don't live on the second floor. What can I tell you? But is that it for the corona? You want to keep going on corona? Well, we got to talk about stuff affected by corona. So,
yeah, I mean, all right. This whole thing is like
SmackDown and Monday Night Raw both went live, both with no crowds. Performed at the Performance Center. Very fucking weird because they're still like hamming up the gimmicks, you know, and like doing their entrances and shit. Exactly, but it's silent.
Yeah.
So like, you know, people are coming out. Last night they had Austin on and, you know, he's doing the, can I get a hell yeah? And there's literally no one there. So he's just looking at the crowd. And then finally the announcer, the one that he was going to Stone Cold stun, you know, was like, hell yeah. And then he was like, what? And then they did that whole thing. But it's so fucking weird in a wrestling event because there's all the pomp and pomp and pageantry of honestly, wrestling. The UFC.
The most important thing is the fucking, the UFC.
Tony Ferguson and Khabib.
And Khabib, what the
Are they going to do an empty garden?
Dude, all right, listen, these two.
How fucking cool would that be, though?
These two were supposed to fight five times already.
Yeah, every time something comes up and fucks this fight up.
It's been canceled. Postponed.
Injuries.
Something happened.
There's always something.
Other times, this right now is happening right before they're supposed to fight in a few weeks, and this fucking coronavirus hits, and now
they're like, talking about doing WrestleMania in an empty venue too. By the way,
oh my God. They're like, I don't give a fuck if this thing gets done in Dana White's basement.
Yeah,
this fight has to happen. Yeah. Like we don't.
Well, doesn't the UFC have a performance center like WWE? Yes.
And that's what they said they might do.
Yeah, that like why wouldn't they just do it there where they do the Ultimate Fighter?
This fight can't get fucking postponed.
They won't.
We can't.
They won't. Dana White wouldn't do that to the fans. I mean, this fight's going to air.
It's a great opportunity for sales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is huge. And because no one else is really doing anything. Yeah.
Because there's no sports on. If you
And you can't go out.
If you cast a fight right now, everybody's going to watch it.
Yeah.
We have nothing. We have nothing else to do.
Did you watch any on Saturday in Brazil?
Yeah.
Now, it was empty arena, and for one, you can hear the impact of everything so much better.
Yeah.
So much better. Yeah. Like, it's so much more fun to watch UFC in an empty arena.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like watching a street fight where, remember, you ever been to one of those street fights where it's literally like you and your buddy and two people are fighting and you're like, all right, this is pretty cool. It's like a just for us, you know?
Yeah.
But with this, I believe it was Benson Henderson. He was in the corner of one of the guys, right? So there's still judges there. You know what I mean? They have to judge the fight. So every time his fighter was landing, he'd be like, great right hook, right hook, great right hook, good leg kick, good leg kick. So the judges are now hearing and correlating every time he connects. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
To kind of maybe sway their decision if it's a close fight.
Yeah, yeah.
They're now going to have the thought in their head of them hearing, oh, this guy was landing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it was genius. Rogan brought it up. I didn't think of that myself.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's a great fucking point to sit there and call those out, too. It was genius on fucking the corner guy for that.
Yeah.
Because if it is a close fight, you know, subconsciously the judges might be like, hey, he was kicking ass the whole fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
especially when you put it in their head like that, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Rogan's so insightful.
Rogan, I love Rogan. A lot of people don't, not a lot, but some people don't like him. I think it's like
a lot of people love.
No, a lot of people don't like him.
No, I know, I know. But if you look at,
you don't like him, right?
I mean, with the UFC, he's awesome. Like with fighting and sports, I think he's
like when he's great, not talking but stuff when, you are committed to.
But like
if
him,
he's just hanging out with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer and being
awesome.
Funny,
it's awesome.
All right, but if he's talking,
hanging out with Brendan Schaub and those guys, like
But hold on, when he's hanging out with, let's say, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, I get it. He's a fucking weirdo.
You don't like him, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's because it's not that I don't like him. It's that it's like being paid to advertise bullshit.
See, I don't think Rogan would sell his morals
he
like
would
that.
In
though.
A, in a heartbeat.
I don't
would.
Think he would.
Like, he just had this fucking, this virus fucking, this guy is a disease specialist. It was all fucking bullshit and hype.
But where do you get that from?
Because any of the information, all the information they were giving on the fucking coronavirus was fucking bullshit. Like, they're trying to make this like it's the next fucking plague.
I agree. We're shutting shit down. When has this ever happened?
They're literally going to destroy the economy, period.
No
offense.
Now, you think this is
50%.
The economy's going to bounce right back.
No, it's not. 50% of small businesses are going to go out of business.
Because,
100%. Both gyms I work at, very successful. They're both like, if this goes past 2 weeks, we got to claim bankruptcy. That's how close people are paying their bills.
You were a business owner. That's know how tight things get, man.
That's a lot of money to lose.
Imagine you had to shut your shop for 2 months, a month.
You know,
you had no money coming in for a month.
And the gym owners are like, I have 1,000 people that want their money back.
Dude, airlines might go out of business. Fucking movie chains might go out of business.
It's gonna be such a big impact. And the people like me, like I have $0 coming in because I worked at two gyms that have to close, forced to close. And I'm like, can I go do private sessions where it's just me and a client? Nope, can't open a gym. So now we have zero income. How long is it going to take me to catch back up after being out of work for how many weeks, and how many weeks every one of my clients who doesn't now have the money for personal training?
Yeah.
So how long is this going to take me to get back on my feet financially? Yeah. It's going to be devastating for the service industry.
Yeah. So you guys didn't close down, you know? Which is very like weird to me. But neither did Mike is, and no barbershops did.
Yeah.
No. So like I don't understand. Which I guess because you only have 8 chairs. Or yeah, six maybe. Chairs, or which you know great. What I mean? However many chairs. So you assume there's not going to be. But now it's 10.
Yeah.
Now they're saying 10 is the limit. Like, right. You don't do more than 10.
Yeah. It's a harsh push on the economy.
Yeah, like, Kevin really Durant tested positive today. Idris Elba. Tom Hanks is out of the hospital, though.
Yeah, that's a bullshit. They're all paid actors. What are you going to do?
I like Idris. I like Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, I could do without him. Yeah.
I think once this shit is over and I think everything's going to be bounced back even better.
Well, eventually, yes, but it'll take a long time, Rich.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know.
Do you think and the money that they're taking out is now owed?
Fed, what they're banking on, what Trump is banking on is the Fed is going to keep dropping interest rates and it's going to go to a 0% interest. He's going to pass that. No mortgages, no rents, nothing has to be paid for April. And then if it continues every single month after that, all of this money that gets backed up is going to have to be put back on the taxpayers. We're going to have to pay it back.
They're going to raise taxes.
Because the Fed is going to have to throw trillions of dollars into our economy to re-kick it.
He's talking about giving everybody $1,000.
That's going to be nice. 500 for each kid.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's just that's a lot of money to pay back, and then everyone.
What if I don't want that money?
This is our shot. I'm still
getting paid.
This is our shot at socialism. This is what it's like. Here's a little bit of money. Stay home. Don't worry about it.
Do you think this is just a little like show of display, like to all the socialist people to be like, look, dummies, this is what you're asking for. This is what it's going to be like.
Here's your fucking bread lines. You know this. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I saw you getting into it with a certain somebody.
Oh, don't even start.
Yeah, and Mom got involved too.
I know she did.
I saw Mom in there. I was like, oh, shit.
It's ridiculous.
You're arguing with people online.
I do it.
Oh, he's
time.
All day.
All day.
I mean, especially now.
I stopped
chiming in. Now his things, I literally just put a GIF or, like, he's got millions of girls constantly just thirsting on his feed. So now my new thing is whenever it's one of the thirsty feeds, I put a GIF of, like, a fucking wolf looking for water or someone just pounding water. Like, I always put someone really fucking thirsty.
Yeah.
So it's only he really knows what's going on. Like, maybe some of the girls pick up on it, but I know he's laughing, going, yeah, I know. But, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the politics of it, I mean.
You love that shit.
I have.
He eats it up.
I do. I like the attention. I have very close friends who are all for socialism, and I think it's absurd. And, again, I love these people. They're very nice people. But I think it's insane that thought of way of life is. They think it's actually possible.
That thought way of life is, I can't cut it on my own. Everyone should help everybody because I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
That's the thought process behind it, basically.
I would stop
it's
working.
It's like there's people out there that can't do it on their own, so we should all help.
Like,
no.
Like half the we, no, we should shouldn't. All just stop working because then the government's just going to give us what we're going
to
get.
Yeah, like why do I have to help people? Fuck that. I earned my spot. Now I have to help people? No.
Yeah.
Earn your spot too.
Right. Well, that's how I feel. That's, you know, people think there's no compassion in that. And I think it's ridiculous.
It's not a matter of compassion. It's fucking, that's from the beginning of man, survival of the fittest.
Yes, but that's, again, you know, that's the argument I always get with people. Yeah. That's how I feel.
No, Chuck, we're on the same boat here. When it comes to that shit, I'm like, no, I work my ass off and you do nothing all day, so I should help you. Fuck that. No.
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, to sit there and argue with people online about it, though, you guys are
I don't.
You're a fucking maniac.
He's all day.
I
dude.
Can't do
all
that.
Day he's arguing with people about 50 million things.
Yeah, that's
50
that's
million
a lot,
things. Man. And I used to chime in. Now I'm like, I just can't.
Wait, hold on. Is that how your relationships are? Do you just love like the shit? Wait, like, I have to, hold on. Are you like the crazy boyfriend?
No.
You are.
No.
You're a fucking...
No, when he's around people, he doesn't do it. It's only online that he does.
No, it's just online.
Yeah.
Don't bullshit.
No, because, dude, if he did that, normally me and him would hate each other. We would hate each other. We would. But he doesn't do that. God. And yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I believe what I believe, but I'm not going to sit there and fucking shit all over somebody for their beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. You do what you want, I'll do what I want. But I will disagree with people, but I'm not going to take it. Now, doesn't it get exhausting?
No, I mean, with the same people.
But this is not just socialism, though. You go on, like, 15 everything. Different.
Yeah. No,
I'll tell you, let me give you an example of what I did, of kind of that way, of kind of what you do.
Yeah.
I did it real quick. When
can you lose the gloves? That's annoying. Especially when you have ripped thumbs. You're exposed anyway.
He takes the thumbprint. It's for the show. Listen, now.
Yeah, we get it.
Do you did you see the thing with Goldilocks and Josh? How Josh is like, he looks like some crazy stalker of Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Now that whole thing.
Well, he got nominated to do the 10 whatever for 10 days, and the first two were Goldilocks songs. So finally, Rue TV writes, Josh, let me guess what day three is, Goldilocks? Oh, so, but
and I'd like to just stop, drop some shit off, and then I'll see you later. I'm out. Like, I'm out. I'm done.
My favorite thing is when he'll say my favorite this. I'll be like, really, Josh? That's how it is? And be like, oh, no, Rock, you know you guys are my. I just like to break his balls like that. But
I like to just drop some shit off and leave. I don't like to stay in the conversation and sit there and duke it out.
Look good for him. Hopefully, I hope they get a budding relationship and he hooks up with her.
Draining, isn't
there? Are some? You know what? I don't think so. I think it's exciting. I mean, there are some where I get to like 300-400 comments. I'm like, this is exciting. Like, these people sweating on this side of the phone.
This is my problem. As deeper as those go, I start getting enraged because people become so stupid.
That's true.
At least in my point of view. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, are you fucking... And I'm just like, you dumb mother... And I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
Rock will start getting personal like when you do with Bobby Dream.
Came at me first.
You and Bobby Dream about to kill each other.
He came at me first. He came at me first, and then I annihilated him, and he blocked me.
Yes, he did block.
That's a win. Just so you people know, if you block the person, you lose. That's a win for me. Like, I had this guy, his name was Danny Savage on Facebook, right? So, first of all, he starts coming at me, and I'm like, really, dude? Yeah, Savage. I'm like, all right, guy. So... Then he starts going on about Jess, as they always do, because once they start losing, the next thing is, let me attack your wife, which... Yeah. Again, it's never going to work. But then I'm like, all right, well, let's see a picture of your chick. He shows it to me, right? And I go, what is she, an escort? She looks like a prostitute. He goes, yes, so what if she is?
No. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. So now I go, oh, you're that guy. You're the one paying the whore and thinks she's in love with you.
Oh, shit.
How much of a fucking loser are you, Savage? So right after that, blocked.
Oh,
but I'm like, don't fucking come at me. First of all, I'm so good at that fucking those internet wars. Like, once it gets dirty, like once we're off topic and it gets dirty, you're not gonna win. Like, I'm a maniac when it comes to that. You can ask anybody. I'm fucking good. But don't fucking then show me some ugly fucking crackhead meth head looking bitch.
That's crazy.
And then admit that she's an escort. You're trying to be fucking Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Like, fuck out of here. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
No, that was cute, though, that kid. I was like, really? It's like, you fucking balls on you. Balls on you. And the funniest thing is, like, the people that attack Jess, I'm like, if she breathed on you, you'd come. Like, where do you get off? You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck do you get off attacking my wife? Like, I don't care. I don't need to say this because she's my wife. Like, I know my wife's hot because people approach her all the time. And men approach her all the time. And men stalk her on the internet all the time. That tells me, my wife's got something going for her. You know what I mean? So when you attack her, I'm not all of a sudden going to be like, welp. Fuck, Steve from fucking Minnesota's right. My wife is a whore. Oh, shit. What have I been doing this whole time? You know, like.
Now, Sorry, but you're. Now, what are you doing for income now that this is going on?
Nothing.
Turning tricks. Even the,
listen.
Turning tricks.
Well, I'm here to give you a little piece.
He's
of
like
advice.
That guy in Horrible Bosses. I'll give you guys a hand job in the bathroom for $5.
And me and Rocky were talking about this, and it's what my cousin does. Now he's like a guru, like a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm. This is the cult.
He lives in a cabin in the woods.
Oh,
okay. So he that's all the way in like the Carolinas. He lives in like the woods in around nobody.
Yeah.
All right. But he came up to Long Island because he had somebody that wanted to learn his ways and his knowledge.
Okay.
So he agreed to stay with her for 3 months so he could bestow on her his knowledge.
Wisdom.
That's nice.
And in order for that to happen, she has to give him back rubs and let him stay at her house.
Wow.
Free of charge.
That's weird.
How does the money come in for the compound?
That's weird.
Excuse me?
The compound. The
compound.
Which compound?
In the woods.
In the woods.
Oh, he does
he's a survivalist?
Well, he gathers
berries and nuts.
Yeah, like there's like ginseng and all that shit. That's
right.
Money.
Yeah.
All those nutrients from the mountains and shit over there is worth a lot of money.
I hear they have vibranium over there.
Yeah, so he gets a lot of money. Like he says that ginseng roots that in a form of like looking like a human being is like $1,000.
That can't be right.
I'm telling you, certain ginseng roots are like they're like bonsais.
Dude, I got a dollar fucking Arizona ginseng fucking green tea.
This is different, bro. it
can't be that fucking lucrative.
Real ginseng root.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this a little?
Not
bit?
Not with
no?
the price. I didn't know it was
not
so
the pricing
valued.
No,
it can't be. That's what
ginseng,
I mean. Like if Arizona's making fucking trillions of fucking cans of ginseng fucking green tea, and so is every other iced tea company on the planet.
All right.
But there's these roots that they're really expensive.
Okay. So is it like the one from Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah. Yes.
Because for that, I'd pay $1,000. That thing was adorable.
Yeah. But maybe you could earn you a living like that.
I could go stay with someone for 3 months.
Be a ginseng dealer.
Be a ginseng dealer.
Well, that's it.
The ginseng, you could bestow your knowledge of.
Yeah, that's right. You can absorb some of my aura.
Yes, that's what he's doing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and he gets and she loves him for it.
Yeah,
she wants him to stay. He's like, honey,
he's slinging that good dick. That's what it is.
Yeah, he is.
That's what it is. Yeah. Fucking
she's
guy.
She's older too. I think she's like 55.
He's got that fucking. Is he dad's side or mom's side?
Mom's side. He's a small guy.
Yeah.
But he must have a fucking hurricane tongue or something.
He's packing or something.
Yeah. All that digging for
ginseng. You know, I read something the other day. This guy, he's got one of those micro penises, 2.5 inches.
Wow.
And he was saying that every girl he's been with says he's the best lover because he has to put in so much effort and try so much. Where guys with big dicks, they say, will typically just fucking bash into them, you know what I mean, and think just that a big dick is good enough. You know, so
take this,
yeah, it's basically like taking the fucking small end of a bat and just ramming it on in. And yeah, I'm sure that feels good. Selfish people.
I don't know. Well,
as long as I come, who matters? Yeah. What does it matter?
So I've always been a generous lover. I
better be.
Yeah, you have to fucking be aware of what's going on.
Trust me, Mark. Yeah. Your sister comes aplenty, my friend. You asked for it.
You can't just go in there and just pump until you go and not make sure the other party.
But some guys, I'm sure, do that. Like, like I said, just pound it in there.
And they're like, all right, go to sleep, honey.
Yeah, like I feel...
Can you imagine?
No, but like I feel like I did something wrong if they don't come.
Shit,
you know what I mean? It's like, ah, fuck, like that's not cool.
You did do something wrong if they don't
Well,
come.
No, sometimes they're fucked up. You know what I mean? And sometimes like you won't come because you get in your head or something, you know? Like there's times where it happens.
Okay.
But if it happens all the time, then yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah, it shouldn't. But the object of the game is... Get her to come so you can fucking finish, and then you guys can fucking chill out the fuck out, watch a movie, and be easy. But
watch a movie, I go right to sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
I am literally right to fucking sleep after.
Oh jeez.
Turn over, maybe really? A bowl of cereal after.
Yeah. You know, and then
you know this
is probably like this. Look at this fucking motherfucker.
No, she's not.
My world.
Trust me, I know what I did. I know what I did, my friend.
Yeah, he thinks you did something. I'm ready to.
I'll get
run
confirmation
a mile.
Down here right now, Rich.
Of course, she's gonna make. You
I'll
look
make
good.
Shit real uncomfortable for Mark.
Of course, she's gonna make you look good.
Go to the videotape.
I had a coming like Niagara Falls last night, Richie.
Oh
like
God.
Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel, Niagara Falls. Who gets that reference?
Wasn't that much? Come on.
What?
Niagara Falls. Is he fucking? Is he? What is he? What is he doing?
Rich, I fucking kill it. I'm not just saying that. I'm a fucking animal.
All right, come down here, Jess. Come down here. I want to see. I want to hear about this Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
I'm a monster, Rich. I'm not just saying that. I know what I do, and I'm a monster. It's a
bowl of cereal after sex or ice cream is official. That is the
rich. Bowl of cereal is really fucking good, though. Yeah. A bowl of cereal is really good.
Wait a minute. All right, come on down.
He thinks I'm
lying.
No.
Don't try and start talking.
I don't need to.
Please go on the microphone. Look at me right now.
Let me leave the room.
Don't look at him. Do not
I won't look
to
at
nobody
him.
But me.
I'm only listening to you.
What is your name?
My name is Jessica.
Okay. What is his name?
His name is Rocco.
Did you come like a waterfall last night?
Absolutely, I did.
That's a lie!
Wait. Let me tell you what happened,
Did you come last night?
I was pouring out because he is really good orally. I'm not going to lie. And it was an oral night.
Okay.
So I was doing my thing, and then when it was his turn, I was already so hot from sucking his dick that, like, when he went down, I just was like, and I quivered a little.
All right, you used his face as a fucking rodeo. All right, I understand that.
No,
okay.
It wasn't on top of my face.
I pulled him this way.
It was my skills.
Yeah. No, it wasn't your skills. She she rode your face, bro. That's right.
No, I did not. I was laying down.
This guy trying to
holding
fucking
up. I was holding up to a pillow tight, and he was
just
doing his thing. He's very good.
Disgusting.
Very good.
My skills, bro. Yeah. Right.
Do not fuck with my skills.
Oh, Mark. Shit. I didn't fucking talk my little. This is my baby brother. I'm so sorry.
You think you catch something like that without fucking knowing how to sling the dick? Get out of here.
I can't believe they did that
shit. She's a wild fucking animal.
I'm just happy my sister's happy.
Yes.
Like, fucking A.
I know. Exactly.
You know how many people I know are fucking miserable with their partners?
Exactly. Exactly. And because they don't fuck good. That's exactly why. It's exactly why. But
high five.
No, I love fucking. It's my favorite thing to do.
Get it done.
Favorite thing to do. It's fantastic. Fantastic. So
so what happens now with all this shit? You know, like, what
I don't know.
Do?
We wait it out. See what happens. You know?
It's just so weird.
Everyone laughed at me when I had a movie theater arcade and all these video games. Now I'm not looking too silly, am I, being quarantined inside?
Yeah.
You know, if the internet goes to shit, guess what? I'm good. Yeah, you know, everyone. Why you have all these physical copies?
I gave you all my movies.
Exactly.
I don't need these anymore.
No, you just come over and hang out here. It's better to watch it down here anyway. Oh, we got a caller. Who's this? Yellow, super ugly.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? You guys are talking a hell of a lot of junk on there. I'm loving what I hear tonight, fellas.
I can't hear him.
Who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's that black guy, Khalid, you know?
Oh, it's Kyle. What's up, brother?
Your name's from the fifth floor, brother. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Fucking strange hearing your voice. For anyone who doesn't know, Kyle's actually been on the show a couple times. He's the guy you can't see in the corner because he's black.
Yeah, you already know. Extreme darkness.
You don't know how many times people would be like, yo, you can't see the guy in the corner. I'm like, wow, you're so racist. And then I just look at Kyle, I'm like, will you fucking smile?
Yeah, listen, bro, they have no idea. The smiles, they never fucking stop.
No shit.
Especially as I'm fucking hearing this shit is going on the show tonight. Not talking about the coronavirus, that is not funny.
Yeah.
Just, just watch how uncomfortable you make it, Mark back there. Mark, you know, fucking, I give you enough respect for holding it down. You know, such a traumatic, scarring situation just now.
Oh, well, you know. She's family, I understand, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, would he rather his sister not being fucked well, you know? Like, let's be honest. You want your family to be treated right, right?
Hey, man, you know, well, I'd love for somebody to come blow my mom's back out there.
There you go. There you go.
You know?
I'll be over at 9 o'clock, huh?
Take care of you.
Fellas, keep doing your fucking thing. I'm loving the show tonight. I'm going to go back to listening. Bro, everybody stay safe. Hey, Rich, you've been exposed, bro. Your glove had like a hole in it from like the beginning of the show.
I know. I got coronavirus like 2 days ago. It's fine.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good night, man. Y'all take care.
All right, Caliph. We'll talk to you later, brother. Love that guy.
Yeah, you know what's weird too? I always get blamed for like some way or form getting your family sick. I'm surprised I'm even allowed over here. Because no matter what happens, even if I, because I never got you guys sick ever, but you guys always seem to blame me.
He got Valentinus very, very ill.
I get blamed for him or his kids getting sick.
He either got me sick or he poisoned me one day, one or the other.
And it's like 2 or 3 weeks after I was here, and they were like, yeah, they got it from you. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Yeah. So like, I'm even weary to come over here with all this shit going on, because I know I'm going to get blamed for something.
Yeah, well, listen. You're usually to blame, Rich. You're usually to blame.
I blame you're the one who sees all the weirdos in the fucking barbershop.
Exactly.
You never know who you are.
Exactly. Fucking coming in with your fucking lice and your fucking...
Oh, my God.
Your herpes. Yep. You know, keep your herpes out of here, Rich. Keep it out of here.
Yeah, you know what's fucking funny? Guy. Fucking... I did have to battle... my kids had to battle fucking lice. And, yeah, that shit sucked.
Yeah, they got it at school, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The little one, not so much. The older one got it pretty good. And I don't know. They give you this fucking stupid metal brush, and I don't even know if that shit works, you know? It's just...
I just say just fucking dump gasoline on your head and kill him.
Nice. Start over.
That's it. Fucking take some gasoline and dump it on your head. I'm going to throw myself under the bus right now. Here's what a pussy I am. I cannot watch Endgame without tearing up.
What's Endgame?
The Avengers last movie.
Why?
Because it's just when Tony Stark dies, when the spoiler alert.
Tony Stark died?
Shut up.
I have no idea.
Well, then you don't watch the movies, obviously. Yeah. Everyone on the planet knows that Iron Man died. So when he dies. Did you
know? Yeah.
Of course he did. He's a human being on Earth.
Okay.
When he dies, there's this whole moment with him and. Pepper, and then the part with Spider-Man.
Right.
But then when you get to the funeral,
yeah,
you know, and he's got that video when he's talking directly to his daughter, and, you know, I love you 3000. And see, Rich, here's why. This movie, like, when I seen it, it hit home because Tina, and I shit you not, before this movie came out, Tina, she has this thing with I love you 2000, she would say, or I love you 1300. She would always throw a number out, but at the time she didn't really know numbers, so it was a very blunt I love you 2000, daddy, I love you 4000. Maybe she said 3000 before, I don't know, but yeah. So when they said that, I was like, oh, and she's the same age as Tina, this little girl in the movie. So when she said that, I was like, oh my fucking God. And then he dies. Now that they're at the funeral, and his you know, his right-hand man, Happy, Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
He's talking to her, and he's like, you know, can I get you anything? What do you want? She's like, you know, I want cheeseburger. He's like, I'm going to get you all the fucking cheeseburgers that they're in. You know, like, I'm watching this and just, blubbering like a fucking, no matter how many times I watch this movie, it gets me every fucking time.
I'm going to have to check it out.
I think it's definitely because of, you know, the perfect timing that my daughter happens to be the same age. She happened to use the same fucking I love you 1000, daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the whole arc of Iron Man, I think also, like, I spent the last fucking 12 years watching this character in, you know, all these movies. And,
yeah, and he
was
the cool one.
Yeah, Iron Man was the shit. RDJ is the shit in general.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he died, it was like a part of me died.
Yeah, I see.
You know, but it fucking, I can't help it. Like, I'm sitting here the other day, me and Lou are watching it, and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, it's just that, and you know what else gets me?
What?
And you're going to fucking make fun of me for this one. The Fresh Prince episode with his dad, when his dad shits fucks him over. Remember when his dad comes back in his life, and then there's that last scene where he's with Uncle Phil, and he's like, I learned to be a better ball player without him. I learned how to drive without him. I'm going to be a better father than he is. You know what I mean? And then he looks at Uncle Phil. He's like, why don't he want me, man? And he starts crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yes. And that's good. As far as Will Smith goes, that acting right there, incredible. That dude can make himself cry, though.
Yeah. We were talking about, because we were watching Ali today.
And, he kills it in that.
Listen, I know. Like, I know me and you have our thing.
Oh, he's got a lot of good movies. I won't take that away from him.
But, like certain movies like Ali.
I am Legend.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness was incredible.
Yeah. Even The Son was good in that movie. But it's just like certain things with The Son, it's just annoying.
Yeah, like after Earth. Well, he's had a lot of bad movies in a row now. That's the thing.
And
so
plus
now
the whole thing with him and the whole, like, him trying to.
It's not even him. I think it's his family that puts a bad taste in our mouth. And then we're like,
he's
fuck him too.
He's flirting around with being gay with Tyler, the Creator.
Who
and all this
is?
Crap.
Not Will.
No, the kid.
Yeah, fuck the kid.
Yeah, I know, but the kid is just annoying. And
so what?
You know, and I guess the whole Independence Day kind of fucks you up a little bit, too.
Just because, you know what fucked me up for Independence Day? It's not that I didn't like that movie. Opie and Anthony started shitting on it, right? Because Patrice was defending. But hold on, Patrice was defending it. Patrice was like, "No, it's a good movie." And Anthony and Jim Norton started breaking it down. You know the way I'll start breaking something down, even though I like it. Now I start breaking it down and looking,
picking it apart.
Yeah, and start picking it apart. And they were doing that, and they convinced Patrice, and I'm sure everyone else listening, because I was like, you know what? They're right.
Yeah,
like
the
dad isn't over a top Jew. You know, like he's like, "Oy vey, why did you get my son? My son David." You know, like there's so many little things now that you look at and you go, "Yeah, that was a bad choice. Like that's stupid."
It's so easy to pick it apart, but it's Sunday goodness.
What makes up for that whole movie? The president's speech is one of the best fucking speeches in movie history.
Frankie loves this fucking movie.
Dude, and
Frankie, Frankie, the moderator, NY, New York State of Mind, he fucking loves
it. I think it's his favorite movie.
I think it is his fucking favorite.
Dude, and another part that gets me to well up, when the mother dies, the first lady in Independence Day.
Yes.
Dude, that part's fucking rough, man.
Yeah.
Like that, I remember the first time I like watched it as an adult, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's gut wrenching." Like certain things, and now that as I get older, I'm finding myself like welling up to things where I'm like, "What are you doing?" You know, like that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I hear. And I gotta, you know, you gotta snap out of it and bring yourself somewhere else. But
certain things, I'm like, "Fuck it, just let it happen." Like you know, like when you accidentally piss your pants and it's too late, so you're just like, "Just let it happen." There's nothing you can do now.
I don't know. I've come so close to doing that in my sleep, and I'm like, holy shit, when I get older, am I going to finally piss my pants?
Oh, you definitely will.
Like, because you know when you got to piss really bad at night sometimes?
Yeah.
What if you're not fucking 30, 40 years old, and now you're like 70?
70. Just, like, you'll piss yourself. Your bed. But you know what? You're 70 at that point.
Yeah, but then you got to be like, "Oh, hon, I fucking pissed myself."
Yeah, and if you're still with your wife and you're 70, she's going to be like, "All right. What do you think she's going to be like?" "You fucking loser." Taking pictures.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah. "Richie pissed the bed."
What a child.
Yeah, no, she's going to be more concerned, if anything, at that point. She's going to be like, "Oh, shit, is something wrong?" You know? She's not going to be mocking you for pissing your bed, Rich. It's definitely not going to happen.
I don't know. But, Independence Day, Frankie, I'm sure you watched it like fucking seven times since this whole corona outbreak.
What's going to happen with Easter? Like, are people going to cancel Easter? Because that's coming up soon, right?
I don't know.
I think it comes up pretty soon, like in the next month or so. What are you looking at?
Read Phil the promoter's thing.
"We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today we celebrate our Independence Day."
You gotta love it.
It is. It's a great fucking speech. Joe Biden wins the Florida primary. I was watching videos of him. He's a real fucking creep, isn't he?
Yo, he's so weird.
He is a real fucking creepy. The one where he grabs that little girl's titty, and she's like, "Yo."
Yo, the little girl.
She pushes it off and like, "Get the fuck out of here."
They fucking.
The Biden videos of him fucking molesting girls.
They hate him.
Why are people just ignoring that?
No. Dude, he is a fucking weirdo.
But like the people that are voting for him, are they not seeing these videos and going, "Oh, that's not normal at all"?
Yo, like Orlando said last week, it's their team. And whatever their team does, it's okay.
Yeah, but you're going to support a kid toucher? He's very clearly fucking kids, at least trying to.
Yeah, but it's their team.
He is.
And whatever their team does, it's okay because it's their team.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's okay when the Patriots flatten the ball because it's their team. It's the same shit.
There was one where another senator, he went to go touch this little Asian girl, and another senator smacked his hand away. Like, he knew. He was like, "You ain't touching my kid."
Yeah.
Because I think it was his, like, adopted kid or something.
Right.
And he was like, "No, fuck out of here."
Yeah,
and you see Biden kind of fuck off. But what a fucking weirdo.
Dude is fucked up.
I wouldn't let my daughters anywhere near that fucking
guy. That guy is a creep. I don't know why the fuck they would put him in power, in position to run for president.
Oh, he's not winning nothing.
No, I know, but why would they put him in position for running against Trump? Like, you're not going to win against Trump.
I love how the system fucked over Bernie Sanders so hard.
Oh, he's the one. He's the one that actually should be president in all this, probably.
Yeah,
but he will never get the fucking chance.
Not should be president.
But listen, he
should be the nominee, I guess.
Yeah, he should be the nominee.
He should be the nominee. I don't know why the fuck Biden is getting picked
why
over
him. Why isn't
he
going to Ross Perot it?
Yeah, why not go independent? Did he go independent last time, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got demolished.
And he got fucked up.
He's going to get demolished. But then nobody from the Democratic Party is going to support him. And he's going to be up there.
All it will do, I think it'll split the Democratic Party.
It will. It will. But I mean, that's not going to help.
And then it guarantees them no win.
Yeah, but you know that Bernie Sanders is a better pick than fucking Biden.
Oh, 1,000,000% in my eyes.
I mean, come on, let's be real.
It's the lesser of two evils.
I don't think so.
It's really? Like,
you're looking at socialism.
His policies.
At least Biden, you know, is Obama fucking.
Yeah.
You know,
Sanders'
Obama
policies. I love this too. This is my favorite thing that I've been seeing coming out about him. I would legalize marijuana federally on my first day.
Who said that?
Sanders, right?
Really?
These are the things I see online. Yeah. I don't know if he really said it, but like, what is he, a fucking kid running for high school president? Yeah. Like, we'll have recess all day. You can't just do that. Yeah. Like, you can't just decide, weed's legal. It's not your decision to make. Yeah. There's a House and a Senate that this needs to go through in Congress. And like, you just don't get to
we'll
have hamburgers for lunch every day.
What's that Napoleon Dynamite? If I become president, I'll make all your dreams come true. Dude, I will tell them anything. If I'm about to be president,
like,
I will tell you everything you want
to
fucking
hear. But that to me is a slap in the face to people who smoke weed, because he thinks potheads are so fucking dumb that we'll just go, oh, he said he legalized the first thing. Got my vote. You know, and it's like, no.
Yes.
No. No,
a lot
of fucking potheads are probably like,
potheads have woken up, and potheads are a lot smarter nowadays, dude. You know that. Don't you can't downplay potheads more.
Especially since Bobby Dream loves that guy.
Yeah, but now that it's been recreationally made, and there's real businessmen in the pot industry, and people actually know what pot is, and it's not that fucking shaggy, fucking stoner, hey, man, Cheech and Chong. Like, people know that. You know, like, I smoke weed all day, every day. Who the fuck would know? Unless I tell you. Yeah, you know, you can't tell that I'm fucking stoned.
No.
I'm stoned right now. Do I look like I'm fucking stoned? Am I acting like I'm am I acting the way I'm supposed to be acting as a stoned person?
No.
Of course not. So, you know, that's why you can't sit there and go, yeah, every weed guy would vote. No. Fuck him. I still want to. That's not going to win me over. If anything, I look at you and go, fuck you. What do you think? I'm an idiot? You can't just do that. That's not how things get done. Yeah, you're going to use your executive order to make weed federally legal? I don't think so, jerk off. Sit down and shut up.
If he wanted to, can he?
No.
With an executive order?
Yeah, I mean.
But you don't use those willy-nilly like that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a Hail Mary type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
think Trump will use that all the time.
He hasn't, though. No, he hasn't.
If he has to.
Not like that.
No, you don't use it like that, because then it's thought of an abuse of power, and they'll fucking impeach you for that shit.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not very political, and I'm not a supporter on anything, on anybody, but I like how fucking Trump's been handling all this shit, to be honest with you.
He's been wishy-washy and fucking back and forth. He's actually terribly handling this terrible.
You know, he's,
1 minute he's like, it's not that big of a deal. The next minute he's like, all right, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
and then he's like, you know what? 50's fine. The next day, let's make it 10. You know, like, he's all over the place.
At least he's not saying he's not sticking to something because he said it and that's it. Like, he's changing and adapting to what's going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I appreciate that, at least, you know? And he's
let's remember something. He's a puppet, okay?
He's not
the one making these decisions and these calls. He's sitting in a room while the smart people make these decisions. And then they go, hey, Donnie, go out and read this. And that's what he does.
To a certain extent.
Yes, he gets to put his 2 cents in, and they look at him and go, okay, that was cute. You spoke. Did you hear that? And then the real adults talk, and they go, all right, what are we really going to do here? Because we have a crisis, all right?
No, I understand.
Like, come on.
But listen, more, Trump, more than any other president, is not as bad as those other ones. Come on. At least he has the balls to be like, no, fuck you guys.
Well, yeah, he's more brazen. Yeah.
Whether it's him or the administration he put around him, he is definitely more candid and more open with the public than any other
president. Can you imagine Biden being our president during this going on?
Oh, no.
Come on. Dude, you can't look at that guy.
My first order of business, get me all the 9-year-olds in Washington. 9-year-old girls, we need them here.
Can you imagine him talking during a fucking COVID, this coronavirus crisis?
He does this shit.
He is so fucking weird.
You know,
weird.
When someone talks to you and does this shit, don't listen to them. They're fucking working you. They are working you.
And after the
Clinton
the
used
fight,
to do that shit. Obama did that shit.
Yeah. That you brought up that we watched the fight with the fucking construction guy.
Which
oh,
one?
Hard hat guy.
Oh, yeah. Hard
hat guy.
You want to go outside?
You're full of shit. What did he say with him?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Gun control
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
And he told the woman, shush.
Yeah, shush. Yeah. Shush. Men are talking. Dude, men are talking.
Yeah, that is fucking. That shit is fucking. Oh, my God.
Politics in 2020, man.
Oh, shush. And he's still the candidate.
That's crazy.
He shitted on a female right in front of everybody. He shit on the common man. He said he threatened to smack him. Yeah. And he told him he's full of shit.
But what about that other woman? What was it? Like, you're the horse-faced liar or something like that? What did he call that woman?
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, like a horse-faced liar or something.
It's fucking hilarious.
God. Dude, he's so the worst. Funny. If he's not... he insults adult women and tries to fuck kids. What the fuck? He got it backwards. He fucking mistook his wife for his sister a couple weeks ago.
Crazy.
Guy's all over the place.
He's crazy.
Fucking weird, dude.
See, people think there's this whole conspiracy going on where he's going to then put Hillary
at vice president.
And then bow out.
They're going to kill him.
And then, yeah.
Or
he'll bow out.
Yeah. What about Oprah? Oprah for vice president?
No. Oprah.
Oh, man.
Is she even still a thing? Like, does she still do the Oprah show and, like...
She's hiding with all her money and... Ever since the pedophilia started coming out and Weinstein thing started coming out and they knew that she was like helping him.
Yeah. So weird. She puts out all these things on all these fucking pedophiles and then she stops once her best friend is.
Well, he wasn't a pedophile. He was a rapist. There's a difference.
There's a little
of both. Shit.
I don't touch him, Jack.
Same.
I promise. I don't touch him, Jack. So I just look at him. I just like to look at him, Jack. I never touched him. You believe me, right, Jack? You're my friend, right, Jack? Say it. Say you're my friend.
Crazy.
That's
man.
Oprah and Weinstein at the window.
Why do these people in power like these fucking... Why do they like kids? It's so fucking fucked up. Like, why do they like kids? It's fucking weird.
Hey, it's like I said, it's like being born gay, or it's not a choice. I don't think.
I don't think so.
Man. It's not a choice. You know, it's something that you're born with, and that's why I say pedophiles. There's no fixing them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm attracted to big-titted pretty girls. You're not going to all of a sudden convince me not to be.
No, but listen,
you know, like.
But listen. Stuff behavior like that is like progressively worse the more
like an aggressive.
Okay, I'm gonna give you an example like this. Okay, so okay, I like women. I love sex. All right, listen to me. Now, from me being a kid, all right, watching my father's porno. It was mostly
Richie
was,
says
wait,
that.
Wait,
stuff.
Wait,
Richie
wait.
Says that
his,
to himself.
His like videotape of
no,
him.
Yeah,
no.
Him.
A porno. Richie says that self to himself 50 times a day in the mirror every time when he wakes up, what just to convince himself. I like women. I like women. I like
oh
women.
God.
Okay. Now, right, if you guys could relate to me, let me know, and
right,
we'll keep it moving. All right. Now, the pornos that he had were predominantly anal pornos. So me watching these as a kid, I did those the sensitivity into okay, this is how I like to have sex, and this is normal now because as a kid watching anal porn, now this is something that's normal to me. Now if I kept on watching bondage porn, now I could be like, oh, it's not that bad. This is normal. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
the deeper you go into these things.
But there's no like sexually enticing children things unless you get it, you know, illegally.
Yeah, but
what I'm saying
is
I can go out and get a porno tape and be influenced by that.
Yeah, but what if these fucking guys were like raped as a kid and forced to have sex with other kids, or you know, and that's what they fantasized about growing up.
That happens. Yeah, that
happens. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it dulls their sensitivity to it.
It just so happens that it's all the richest, powerful, most powerful people in the world.
It's fucked up as
it is. Every actor.
So what is it then?
All and every?
Pretty much.
So what is it then?
Very sweeping statement.
Pretty much.
What is it then?
It's a fucking power thing. It's a control. They're losing their fucking minds. When you have enough money, it's almost like, what is there left to do?
Wait, but hold on. Because I don't even know if I want to go down this road.
I don't know if you do either.
All right. So you say all. So let's just say Idris Elba, since you say all.
Yeah.
Are you saying he always liked to fuck kids, or it wasn't until Hollywood? So Hollywood, like, finds people that likes to fuck kids and makes them actors, or it's once you get into Hollywood, then you like to fuck kids?
No, I think it's more of an initiation. I think it's more of a, you want to be in this club, these are the things you have to do, well, and that way.
Oh, no, that's a weird thing to sell your soul for. I wouldn't fuck a kid for anything. Like, there's nothing.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, you're not a struggling, desperate person. You're a happily married. But now let's take you.
So you think like Philip Seymour Hoffman was a kid fucker?
I don't know.
Maybe
Tom Hanks.
Maybe he
Tom Hanks. We'll use Tom Hanks. He's a known pedophile. Known pedophile. There's been dozens of cases against him that they keep burying. He makes all of his movies have signs and specific symbols towards pedophilia, like red shoes, red soul shoes. Big was all about him becoming the millionaire pedophile. So, like, they created
Whoa,
these.
What Big were you watching?
Yeah, it's the imagery in the movie that they put
into the script. I don't think you mean Big, though. He wasn't a millionaire in Big.
No, he wasn't yet. No, no, as Tom Hanks, not as the actor in the movie.
Oh, I thought you meant like the character in the movie. Wait a second.
No,
I don't remember this version of Big.
That was like his sale. Like, here's your big role, and this is what it means, and this is what you have to do. And so, like, his trips to Epstein Island, he has been recorded to have sex slaves that he's purchased, that they have found out that he purchased from Epstein.
He's been recorded to be on Epstein Island?
Yeah.
Well, really?
They have, not only is he in Epstein's private book of contacts, but also Epstein kept track of every person who flew in to his island and where they dropped him off.
I have a question, though. Yeah. Is it possible that some of these people were just like, hey, we got this cool party we're heading to. You guys want to go?
No, not on pedophilia.
It's not possible.
No, not on fucking Epstein Island. You know, that's crazy.
What do you guys think?
I didn't know about this thing until last year. You know what I mean? Like, this, the Epstein thing wasn't, like, really known until it blew up. You know what I mean? So, I'm a newcomer into Hollywood, and they're like, hey, we're
really
going to go to my buddy's island. We're going to take a private plane. You want to come?
You understand that Epstein was already put on trial in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
like,
but
this was all information about...
No, it's information that's out there. It wasn't, like...
It wasn't
well
public.
Publicized.
Right.
That's what
absolutely.
I mean.
It was buried.
Wow.
It was absolutely buried.
Yeah,
the first time he was called.
You guys do some research into this and see what you come up with. Let's end this on the high note and
go watch Big.
Yeah. And is Tom Hanks that person that that's so fucking weird. I never heard that.
A lot of it came out during the Golden Globes, the Tom Hanks stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Like when Ricky Gervais was on his roll.
Yeah. They put Tom Hanks on fucking screen for a reason.
Really?
When he made that pedophilia joke.
Really?
And Tom Hanks was like, ugh.
Yeah, he made like this face. But
oh my God.
Yeah, once Ricky Gervais lambasted Hollywood this last Golden Globes, the Tom Hanks stuff started coming out, and I'm a fan, so I'm like, I don't want to believe it.
And you look over that because of his work. Yeah. It's fucked up. Like, yeah. I don't know. So... Ged, promote the shows coming up.
Let's do it. Let's hear these promotions.
All right, guys. If you're listening to us on the brand audio version only, we are live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to Super Ugly Show on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell. You can call into our show. You can write in the comments section during the show. It's a lot of fun. It's very interactive. So go to Super Ugly Show YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell. You also get another show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Unfiltered Marriage. And if you're a brand member, maybe you know it, maybe you don't. But either way, check it out. It's on the brand as well. Or check us out on YouTube, Super Ugly Show. Go to russosbrand.com right now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You're getting over 12 brand new shows every single week. What a fucking steal. You get the first month free. It's a fucking great thing. Go to russosbrand.com right now and go sign up. OP Radio. Go check out the OP Radio podcast. Go to opradio.com. Subscribe and check it out. Last episode, he was talking about Bert Kreischer and Jason Biggs, talking about something that happened with Opie and Anthony. He was talking about Christy Stefano's bad edibles trip at the Rangers-Islanders game. funny stuff. Go check it out, opradio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Go to statementgames.com right now. There's no sports, so I don't know what you're going to bet on. Oh, man, that must hurt. Statement Games, my poor buddy. I hope you're doing all right, pal. Guys, go over there and support it anyway. I mean, whatever you can do on there, at least get some traffic heading over there. You know, maybe get their ad revenue up or something. But, ah, fuck, man. Yeah, go to Statement Games, guys, please. Just go there and just do whatever you can over there. I don't know what they got going on, but maybe they have wrestling stuff going on or UFC. So go to statementgames.com and please support them. I don't want my buddy's website to get fucked because of this whole thing. Well, the sports shut down. What else? Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage coming up next. And that's it. We'll see you next Tuesday.